This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Two U.S. officials said on Tuesday a threat from Iran prompted the Secret Service to boost Donald Trump's protection before Saturday's attempt to kill him, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The officials say the assassination attempt appears unrelated to the original threat from Iran. Still, upon learning of it, the Biden administration told the Secret Service, which surged resources to protect Trump. That wasn't enough to prevent Saturday's attack. While in office, Trump ordered the killing of a top Iranian general. The National Security Council says Tehran has threatened former Trump administration officials ever since. An NSC spokeswoman says there is no known link between Saturday's shooter and any accomplices, foreign or domestic. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Donald Trump is hearing tributes from his former rivals for the Republican presidential nomination at the party's convention on Tuesday in a display of unity that contrasts with the divisions plaguing President Joe Biden's Democrats. The second night of the Republican National Convention in the city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, will feature speeches from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and former state of South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, who were both roundly defeated by Trump earlier this year in the state-by-state battle for the Republican presidential nomination. Scuffles broke out between Israeli police and ultra-Orthodox seminary students on Tuesday following an announcement state military will next week begin issuing military draft summons to ultra-Orthodox seminary students who were previously exempt from military service. The seminary students took to the streets in protest, blocking roads police could be seen trying to drag them off of. This is VOA.